In the spirit world we go on and on, progressing, but before we can progress we must have understanding of the spiritual laws. If we have not the right understanding then we remain in darkness and hover around the earth plane. I am pleased that I had even a little knowledge of the higher life, for when I reached them my spiritual eyes were open and I could see and realize the beauties of the spirit world. I have met many of my dear friends on the spirit side of life. Many whom I knew are still in darkness and I have tried to help them understand their transition. If I could only express the conditions on the spirit side of life so that you would get the full meaning. There is such beauty, such harmony. I have to thank Little Silver Star, one of Mrs. Wickland's guides, for having awakened me when I reached the other side. Even with my knowledge of the other world I might have slept a long time, because when I passed out I was in a heavy sleep from an opiate which was given me on account of the nature of my sickness. But this little Indian girl called me by name and woke me up, and brought me to the spirit world. You know I had been sick for a long time and I was very sick before I passed out. I made my mistake in trying for so long to cure myself. Christian Science says we should overcome matter. We cannot overcome matter by will. When we are in the physical body and the body needs certain forces of which it is made, if we do not get them in our food we must get them through medicine and so build up the body, because will cannot conquer substance. God has given us a will to use as a force in nature and we should use it rightly. When as scientists we refuse to do this we must suffer the consequences. I was an example of such a consequence. I went into science with full willpower and full faith that there is no such thing as matter and that we should overcome it. I tried and failed. Mrs. Eddy is suffering now for advancing that idea. When you have a dress that is wearing out you try to get some material of the same color and quality with which to mend the dress. We do not do that with our bodies. We think the body should develop the substance it needs when it wears out. I did not get enough elements in my food to build up my physical body, my organs became atrophied and sluggish and were inactive because I did not take the right food to give them proper activity. I should have gone to a physician to have them put in normal condition, but instead I tried to use my will to make them work. I tried by intelligence to overcome and build up the weak part of my body. That is just as if one refused to mend a worn place in a dress, insisting that no hole could come in that dress. I was just as foolish about my body, and I had to suffer the results. When the body needs toning up we must do something to tone it up and to get the electric forces set right. I passed out because I wore out my body with my mind and did not feed it or take sufficient care of it. God gave us our bodies and He also gave us minds to take care of them. If we become one-sided and think mind is all then we get into trouble. I took good care of my clothes, but how little I took care of my body. If I had paid half as much attention to my body as I did to my clothes I feel that I would have been on earth today. Probably someday things will be so understood that there will be no death, I mean that we will merely step out of the physical body into the spirit world. If one would prepare himself for passing out of the body as he does for a journey he would be able to say, "Now I am ready to go. I am through with this world. It is time for me to go. And I want to go to the spirit side of life." Then there would be no dread. Many Christian scientists ruin their bodies by lack of right care and often go as far as I did. They use will, no reason, and take improper nourishment, or not enough. I knew about 10 years ago that I should attend to my inactive organs. If I had had them attended to, I would not have suffered as I did. I suffered a great deal and I used my will to make inactive parts act. I should have liked to remain on earth long enough to do the work I felt I should do. But I will do the work on the spirit side of life, and when my wife comes we will work together. My dear wife, if I had thought less of mental, or Christian science, and given more thought to the material side of things, then you would be in a better position than you are now. I really lost all thought of things material and I guess I thought we could live on air. And I always thought conditions would change sometime. I did not realize. I was so hypnotized in my work that I hardly lived in the material world. If it had not been for my wife, I think that sometimes I would have forgotten that I should eat at all. I thank God she was not so deeply interested in the work as I, because then there might be two dead people. Before leaving, I must tell you of a little experience. When I passed out, I was awakened by hearing somebody say, "How do you do?" I listened, and once again I heard the quaint voice of my little friend, Silver Star. Then I thought I must be in California, because I remembered that Dr. Wickland and his wife were there, and I thought that Silver Star was speaking through Mrs. Wickland. Nobody says "How do you do" like Silver Star. I did not realize that I had passed out of my body. Again I heard Silver Star say "How do you do" in her strange way, and then I began to wonder where I was. All at once I seemed to be alive again. Then I felt better. I thought, I must have gone through the crisis of my sickness and now I am feeling better and am waking up. That was the time Silver Star brought me in to control Mrs. Wickland. I realized that I was weak from my sickness, but, having no pain, I thought I was getting better. I felt so light and strong that my first thought was that I could finish my book, but when I really came to myself I heard Dr. Wickland talking to me. Then I thought, well, how did I get to California? How did I get here? I must be dreaming. It was some time before I realized where I was. I did not even then realize that I was controlling. Doctor asked me who I was. I thought it strange that he did not know me, but I told him that I was Mr. M, and asked whether he did not know me. Doctor was very much surprised and explained as gently as he could that I had passed out of my mortal body a week before and was now a spirit. That was the first time I realized that I had passed out of my physical body into a spiritual body. It was very pleasant to think that I had wakened in a mortal body instead of in darkness. Afterwards I saw many of my friends and I felt that there is no death. Doctor talked to me for a while and then my father, mother, sister and brother all came to me, and they brought many relatives and friends, and we had a happy reunion, one that can never be forgotten. Only, I wanted you, my wife, to be with me when I met all my relatives and friends. When I realized that I was using an earthly body, I felt sick again and my willpower seemed to fail me. I began to feel very weak and a sensation of sickness came over me. I at once thought of my little friend, Silver Star, and she said I must throw away my old clothes because I had no use for my old body, for I had new clothes now. When I thought of my spiritual body, I arose. I felt I had new clothes and I received strength and left the physical altogether. The magnetic current was cut and I dropped my old clothes entirely. I was then lifted bodily, so it seemed, and I felt I was floating, and we went through conditions of all kinds. I felt so strange and saw so much that I grew fearful, so they told me to shut my eyes and keep them shut, which I did. I did not know anything after that until they placed me on a beautiful bed. I was very tired and all I wanted was to rest, just rest. When I awoke from that sleep of rest, my relatives and friends were around me. Somebody said, "Now you are well and strong and we will take a journey to our home in the spirit world." We went to many of their homes. Each had a little home. We were united and happy, for here only harmony exists. We traveled from one place to another. When I had been to visit quite a few friends, they said, "Now you have seen the spirit side of life. Here we are not idle. This is not a world in which one is idle, it is a world of busy minds. It is each one's duty to work. Now you are strong and we will take another journey, to Earth. I wanted to see my wife so much. You were in my mind so much, my wife, and I wanted to see you." We passed through the spirit world and Earth sphere to matter again. The Earth is a little globe. The globe has a sphere around it. The distance between the spirit world and the world of matter is about 60 miles. This sphere is the world of the spirits in darkness. Christ went to the spirits in darkness and prison, the prison of ignorance. We passed through conditions that cannot be described, the most hideous, the most fiendish, so ugly that I cannot describe them. It made me shudder to see the condition of the crippled minds, the selfish minds, The jealous minds. Each had the countenance of his mind. They were dressed as when on earth, but only because of their minds. They were like vermin. They were like a lot of worms stirred up and crawling over one another. Talk about hell, that surely was hell. They told me that was the earthbound sphere. Then we came to matter again. We saw the people walking around in a life of matter, each one in some kind of business. It looked like a world of ants, and each one seemed to have some of these evil-minded spirits clinging to him. They are like the barnacles on boats. Some are shaken off, but others come on. I cannot describe the sight. I have been with you, my wife. You have felt me. I could not impress you because I was not strong enough to use my mind for that purpose, but still you have felt me. It has only been a little, because I had not strength enough to come closer. I am with you a great deal. After I learn in spirit how to overcome matter, then I can come to you and help you. I will build a home for you in the spirit world, and when that home is finished and your work here is done, then I shall be the one to meet you, and we will have a real home. I want to thank you all for the privilege of coming to your little circle, and would like to come again some other time. An extract from another communication from Mr. H. M. follows the same line of thought as the previous remarks. Experience, November 3, 1920. Spirit, Mr. H. M. Psychic, Mrs. Whitland. I wish that I had less belief that I could cure myself by thought. Everything that God has put in nature is for man to use, not misuse. We should not condemn anything that God has given the world to use, but we have so many beliefs and greeds that we forget the principle of our Maker. If we would understand His wonderful work through nature, we would love others better than we do. Do not condemn anything, but teach men and women to love each other. Teach them to know what their duties are in this mundane sphere. Those on earth have so many creeds and fads that they drown themselves in their faith, forgetting that it is their duty to help the weak ones instead of stepping on their feet. So it is also with the body God gave us to take care of and not misuse. For my part, one should have done more to learn what was the matter with me instead of only thinking there was nothing the matter, that I only imagined it and that there was no such thing as sickness. If I had not hypnotized myself in that belief of Mrs. Eddy's that mind should overcome matter, and that it is only our mortal mind that is so-called sick and we have not the right understanding, if I had tried to find out what was the matter with me and called on some physician, one who had studied anatomy and the philosophy of life, one who had spent years in studying human nature and the human body, I should have been better off. Christian Scientists condemn physicians, yet physicians have devoted their lives through centuries to the study and control of all sickness. Should we condemn them and say there is no such thing as sickness? Why should anybody condemn another who has devoted his whole life to study? Christian Science says there is no such thing as sickness and that you are not in the understanding. Suppose that in olden times we had held the theory that there is no matter. How about Harvey? He discovered the circulation of the blood. Poor man. He was killed because of his discovery. He was killed by ignorant people who did not believe the truth. So one thing after another has been discovered in human anatomy. Yet Christian Scientists discard that altogether, and also say that there is no such thing as the body. I did not take care of the body that God gave me. I thought mind should overcome it. If I had consulted a physician, I might even be with you today. Do not let yourselves be hypnotized by ideas. Every theory has some good in it, but let us take the good and discard the rest. As Mrs. Eddy now sees these things, she wishes she could correct many of her statements. She now has to suffer for her mistakes, and it is very hard for her. Her followers come to the spirit side of life and expect to find things as she taught them. Mrs. Eddy herself has spoken in our circle several times, and has brought invisible audiences which she endeavored to free from the misconceptions acquired from her teachings relating to the problems of life and matter. Experience, February 24, 1918. Spirit, Mary Baker Eddy. Psychic, Mrs. Whitland. I am here again and I feel so sad. Do not doubt me, do not doubt me. Why will people doubt me? Help me. God help me. I am in a terrible condition. I knew about the wonderful truth of the life beyond. I knew it well while in life, but I shut the door because I wanted a religion of my own. Spiritualism belonged to the past days. I wanted something new, something higher, something better than spirit return. I taught that you must not let any entities control you, or influence you, or give you any inspiration, but that you must be yourself and develop yourself, and be one with the infinite. Shut the door to the spirit world and be selfish, that was I. I had the truth of healing the sick. I was a medium, and in my younger days, my childhood, I was obsessed. As I grew older, no one knew what was the matter with me, for I had such queer spells. Now I know what it was, an influence was controlling me whenever I had the spells. I was of a very nervous temperament and I was cured of those spells by Dr. Quimby. He believed in the work of obsession. I took some of his doctrine and used it for my own. The doctrine would have been all right if I had not denied the finer forces in nature. I denied matter, but friends, as I told you one time, I had a vision, and I saw how they treated patients in the other world, but at that time I thought it was a dream. They were teaching the spirits that there is no such thing as matter. They said, forget it, it is only imagination. You are not sick, you just imagine it. That belongs to matter. That is only your mortal mind. You should overcome and develop the spirit within you. I thought that this vision meant that I was to teach that on earth, and I set to work. Now I see my mistake, because there is matter, and so long as you live on the material plane you will have to recognize matter. When you reach the spirit side of life your mind has to be taught to overcome matter, not cling to it, because spirits in darkness are clinging to matter as much as we cling to matter when we have our physical bodies. I took this and taught it, and started on my work. It was so misunderstood, because I could not myself explain why matter was not. If only I could get people to recognize matter and recognize the truth of life after this. If I could only go back to my church and teach the truth, the genuine truth of God. God is the spirit of the universe and we are a part of that great spirit. Understanding this, we can overcome matter. You are in the material body and you become sick. You become sick because there is a lack of something in your body which you must have, some element that helps in some way or another. But your mind can help to overcome. If I had taught that instead of denying matter altogether, it would have been so much better. I wanted money and we concentrated to have the grandest churches in the world. My aim was to have churches of my own teaching all over the universe. I lost the opportunity to develop people's finer nature, the finer nature of men and women, because I shut the door of love and sympathy. Do not doubt who this is, do not doubt me. I am here, I am here, I am no more than any human being. Mine was a life which did not do what it taught. I want to be helped. My people come to me and want help, and I need help myself. They cling to me and hold me down, and I shut the door for their happiness. We have only one mind. You understand where I got the mortal mind part from? I thought that should be taught here, but it should only be taught beyond the grave, beyond the veil, and only to the earthbound spirits who are in darkness and cling to matter. That should be taught on the spirit side of life and not on the earth plane. Have love and sympathy and do the very best you know how for others. I could not leave this matter alone and I do not feel that I should, because it crushes me so. I came to this circle because so many have been helped here. I go from one place to another, and you will hear of me at different intervals because I can explain to a few at each place, and in that way people will wake up. We cannot do much yet, but will you allow me to come here once in a while, when I see I can be helped? You know I have so many people who hold me down, and say, why did you teach this? Why did you shut the door for us? Give us light. Give us light and understanding. So many people are here, but they cling to matter. So many of my people are here and in talking with you I talk to them. You understand, I knew the real truth, but I shut the door. I cannot open the door to many of my followers because I shut the door for them and closed the door for myself, and when they pass out the door is closed. They want me to help them, and when I explain things to them in the true light, they doubt me, and say that I am not Mrs. Eddy because she did not preach such lessons. I thank you for giving me this little time. Tonight many of my followers came with me, and through my talk to you they will be helped. Their subconsciousness, which is asleep, must be awakened. Question: is the little pamphlet, recently published, called Confession by Mrs. Eddy, from the spirit world, authentic? Spirit, certainly it is. I am trying through every avenue to speak. I am not going to stop here. I will take advantage of every chance there is for me to tell the truth and reach my people. You may hear from others that I have talked with them. I will bring up the above subject here and there. People doubt me now, but I shall keep on. I will not rest. We will have centers for the work. I want you here to help me spread the news. Not much, just a little thought now and then will help. I will get my people together and bring them here and talk to them, if I may come once in a while, for I can reach them more easily when I control a mortal body. God bless you all, and again I thank you for the privilege of having this opportunity of speaking to some of my people and helping them. Further evidence of the fact that Mrs. Eddy, when on Earth, knew the truth regarding the spirit side of life and the earthbound condition is found in one of the early editions of the Christian Science textbook in the chapter on the science of being. If the principle, rule, and demonstration of being are not in the least understood before what is termed death overtakes mortals, they will rise no higher in the scale of existence at that single point of experience, but will remain as material as before the transition, still seeking happiness through a material instead of through a spiritual sense of life, and from selfish and inferior motives. So long as the error or belief lasts, that life and mind are finite and physical, and are manifested through brain and nerves, so long the penalty of sickness, sin, and death will continue. To the other, the spiritual class, relates the scripture, on such the second death hath no power. A spirit who had become fanatical over the Christian Science teachings was brought in by Mrs. Eddy as an example of the difficulties which she encountered in the work of enlightening her followers. Experience, June 16, 1918. Spirit, name unknown, psychic, Mrs. Wickland. Spirit, what kind of a meeting is this? Doctor, this meeting is held for the purpose of helping ignorant spirits, spirits in darkness. S.P. We should not sing so much as we do, for that belongs to the mortal mind. We should be quiet and concentrate our minds to understand. Doctor, to understand what? S.P. The true understanding. Doctor, what is that? S.P. The Spirit of God. Doctor, and what is that? S.P. If you do not know, then you had better study and understand. Doctor, if you can tell us something about God or Spirit, we should all be glad to hear it. S.P. And we are a part of that great divinity. We should concentrate and put our mind toward the great Spirit. We should develop the finer forces within us. But I am not here to talk to anyone. Doctor, should you not like to enlighten us? S.P. I do not know if you belong to the church. Doctor, did you not say that God is all in all? Then we are a part of Him also. S.P. If you have the right understanding, you are. If you do not have that understanding, then you are not. You are more of the mortal mind. Doctor, are we not a part of God, if God is all in all? S.P. I do not care to answer your questions. Doctor, is the mortal mind also of God? What happens to people after death? S.P. I have nothing to do with death. Doctor, have you found God? S.P. God is within you when you have the right understanding of His wonderful works. Doctor, how is it with yourself? S.P. I am one with that great Spirit because I have understanding. Doctor, understanding of what? S.P. God, and how to develop your own self. Doctor, as far as I can tell, you have developed selfishness. S.P. That all belongs to the mortal mind. Doctor, what happens to people when they lose their bodies? S.P. They go back to the infinite. Doctor, where do they go? S.P. Don't you know? I know, but I do not care to speak of it. I do not argue. I know myself, but I do not like to teach. I am one of his elect. Doctor, then you do not like to teach ignorant people? SP. No, I do not. Doctor, what church do you belong to? SP. I belong to the Church of Understanding. Doctor, where does it exist? SP. It is the church that should be all over the world. The church where the people understand and know they can overcome matter and overcome mortal mind and be one with the infinite. Doctor, are you a Christian Scientist? SP. Yes. Why do I have to come down to such mortal-minded people? Doctor, don't you think you must have made some misstep which brought you down to such people as we are? Don't you think if you had read and studied the Bible, and had acquired an understanding of the real mystery of life, it would have given you more peace of mind? Isn't it strange that you should come down to such common clay as we are? SP. I suppose I have come here to do some missionary work among you. I suppose I came to teach you to forget mortal mind. You should all be loving and kind, one with the infinite. You are not in the understanding. I may have come to lead you up to God, to the right understanding. I must help you all to understand. You must take the first step and read Mrs. Eddy's books, then you will be one with the infinite and leave all mortal mind behind. You go on and on. You have to go through a great deal to get understanding. You can be led up to the infinite God if you read and study. You have not understanding of the infinite. Doctor, what does that infinite understanding call you? SP. I do not care to talk or argue with you. Doctor, what did they call you when you had a mortal mind? SP. Call me? Names belong to the mortal mind and I have nothing to do with that. It degrades one and drags one down. I came to teach you regarding the infinite, the spirit within you. Doctor, do we have to give you $2 for your teaching? SP. That belongs to the mortal mind. Develop the spark of the divine within you, then you will rise to the infinite God. Doctor, do you suppose we could ever climb so high? SP. Yes, by studying and studying. It is the only salvation for you. Doctor, you seem to have gone so far that you cannot join in anything with us. SP. I have passed beyond mortal mind, and we do not need to go back, we go forward. Doctor, it hurts to come down to mortal mind again, doesn't it? There is an old saying that what goes up must come down. SP. What kind of people are you? Doctor, we are just common sense people, just mortal mind people. SP. Then I must raise you to a higher level. Doctor, what is your name? SP. Just call me Infinite. Doctor, Christ went among sinners. Are you better than he? SP. I am one with the infinite God myself. Doctor, have you seen God? SP. God is within you. You are a part of the infinite. You are happy with him, the God of the universe, just beautiful bliss and harmony. Doctor, how did you happen to come here? SP. I suppose I came to be your teacher. Doctor, you spoke of going forward and that God is all in all. Is he within you? SP. I am one with the infinite. I am in love with the Lord and the infinite. You people, here are still in your mortal caskets. You do not know anything. Doctor, that is a very elaborate statement. SP. We have to overcome, it is just an error. Doctor, on your part or ours? SP. I must help you to climb higher. I came to be a teacher to you all, to help you to understand and become one with the infinite. Doctor, probably an exchange of ideas might be helpful. SP. I do not need any teaching. I am one with the all in all. Doctor, what do scientists think will happen when they die? SP. They shall be a part of the divine. I was a follower in one of the churches of Christian Science. I belonged to the Mother Church in Boston. I am one of the elect. Doctor, did you ever see Mrs. Eddy? SP. Mrs. Eddy is Christ himself. She is my Christ, she is God himself. She is the most wonderful woman on earth and she is the one we should worship. Doctor, how long have you been so radical on that subject? SP. I will not answer you. Doctor, how long has Mrs. Eddy been dead? S.P. I do not care to argue with you. Doctor, who died first, you or Mrs. Eddy? S.P. With asperity, I will not answer your questions.